two strings, that means wool that was dyed with this blue dam chalozoin, and also we have strings of white. Saka Machlokes, the Rambam and Rashi. Rashi learned you're supposed to have two strings of blue of tchelis and two strings of lovon, and the Rambam sheet there is only one string of tchelis, and the rest are all lovon. But the Mishnah says, Hatchelis, the blue wool that you're supposed to have in your tzitzis, is Einu Makeves as a lovon. It does not stop you from being Mekayim the mitzvahs of lovon. And the Pasha means to say that if you do not have any tchelis, like this man is there, that we do not have any tchelis, still we could be Mekayim the mitzvahs with lovon. And Rashi sheet there is, in such a case, you have to have four strings, four white strings. And the same thing be Halovon Einu Makeves as a tchelis, that the lovin is not mark of the mitzvahs of tchelis. Let's say you only have strings of tchelis, you do not have any white strings, you could also be mekayim the mitzvah. And in such a case, you have to have all four strings of tchelis. Now the Mishnah says, Tfilah shel yad einu makeves el sharosh. Tfilin shel yad is not mark of the mitzvah of tfilin sharosh. Meaning to say, if you only have a pair of tfilin sharosh, you do not have shel yad, still you could do the mitzvah. Or Rachmon, unless somebody doesn't have an arm, or let's say there's a big wound there, he can't put on tefillin shel yad, still he's supposed to do the mitzvah of tefillin shel rosh. And the opposite way also, v'shel rosh einu ma'akeves es shel yad. If you're missing the tefillin shel rosh, it does not stop you from being the kind of the mitzvah of tefillin shel yad. If you have a wound on your head, or if you don't have tefillin shel rosh, still you should put on tefillin shel yad. Now the Gemara says, Leima, let's say, Masnitha like Rebbe, the Chural Mishnah that says, Tchelis is not Makiv the Lovin, meaning you can only have Lovin and still you become the Mitzvah, the Chur, that's not like Rebbe Shita. The Tanya will learn like this, the Pasuk says, Risim Moisoid, he's supposed to see a Titzis. So Malamina comes to teach us, Shemak fin Zeh Zeh Diver Rebbe, that both Lovin and Tchelis is the Makiv one or the other, meaning you could only be become the Mitzvah Titzis. If you have both, you have to have some strings of white and some strings of blue of tchelis. These are Rebbe's words. Says Salachur, that's not like our Mishnah. The Pashup Shan, the Mishnah is, one is not miyak of the other. Even if you only have four strings of love and the four strings of tchelis, also you become the mitzvah. If so, Salachur, our Mishnah is not like Rebbe Shita. Yeah. And now the Bryce runs off. The Chachom, Oymin, the Chom say, Ein makfin, no, like our Mishnah, that tchelis is not mark of the lovin, and lovin is not mark of, does not stop you from being the kind of the mitzvah, even if you only have one, not the other. Now the Gemara explains, what's the machlokes? My time in Rebbe, what's the machlokes? What's the sword in Rebbe? You'll see the pasuk says, ha-kenaf. The tzitzit is supposed to be from ha-kenaf, from the corner, meaning to say, min-kenaf, that the tzitzit should be from the same type that the begad itself is made from. And Rashi says, roiv begodim is made from white, so therefore, and even Rashi says it's not white pishtin, so therefore you have to have some tzitzis made from white. Uksiv psil tchelis. The pasuk also says you have to have a string psil of tchelis of blue wool. And the Yavam Rachmon of the Torah says right away, urisim oiso, you have to see them, mashma, you have to see both. Part of seeing your tzitzis says you have to see blue and white. So the Sar Rebbe holds, adika tavayu b'chad. You only become the mitzvah, you have both in one. You have to have both blue strings and white strings. And again, according to the Rambam Shita, it's only one string of blue, the one that you tie around with, the one you make the deal with, and that's the one that should be the blue. Now, they say no. The pasuk says, Risa Moisa means Kocha Mechudi Mashma. Each one by itself, it's enough if you only see white, if you only see blue, also you become the mitzvah. So Bar the Chumim agree that Lechatchili is supposed to have both Lovon and Tchelis. Just in the Eved, if you only have one, like Bizman is there, we only have Lovon on our Tzitzis, Avad, we're also Mekayim the Mitzvah. That's Pshan our Mishnah, and here's the Pshan in the Chumim. So again, Leimachur, let's say, the like Rebbe, our Mishnah is not like Rebbe, that our Mishnah says it's not Makiv, and Rebbe holds it is Makiv. So the verse says, no, it could be, you could learn our Mishnah even according to Rebbe Shita also. And like this, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Afilu Tamer Rebbe. Even if you want to say our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe, that Avada you have to have both on your tzitzis, tchelis and lovin. And so, what does the Mishnah mean to say? Einu Makeves. The Mishnah means Lo Nitzuchu Elo Lakadim. If you do the wrong one before the other one, if you put one before the other in the beged, and like this, Tetani, we learn like this. Mitzvah Lahakdim Lovin Lachelis. You're supposed to put first the white string through the beged, and then put the blue string through the beged. because the pasuk says haknaf first, and then it says psil techilis. So the way you're supposed to make your tzitzis is first you're supposed to put the two strings of white, and then according to Rashi, you to put the two strings of blue. But the locher is v'yim hiktim techilis loven. Let's say with the evid, first you put the two strings of techilis in, and then you put the two of loven yotza. That's what our Mishnah means to say. You're still mekayim the mitzvah. Ela shechitza mitzvah, but something you're missing. So Mar says now, what do you mean to say? My chitza mitzvah. What do you mean to say? You're missing the mitzvah. The chutz mashma, you're mamish, missing part of the mitzvah. So what does that mean? If you want to tell me chitza mitzvah the lovin, that you're mamish missing the mitzvah of lovin. Since you put the lovin in the wrong time, you put it after the tchelis, so you're now mekayim the mitzvah's lovin. But the kayim mitzvah the tchelis. You only mekayim the mitzvah of tchelis. So more says I can't be, but coming to answer now according to Rebbe Shita. Le Rebbe Ikuvei Makev Adodi. According to Rebbe, we just got finished saying he dashes both Psil Techelis and Hakanaf. He recently said you have to see both. That about every tzitzit has to have a kiyum of both. You have to have the mitzvahs of Lovin and the mitzvahs of Techelis. So how could you say Chisa Mitzvah means you're missing the mitzvah of Lovin, so you would not have a kiyum of mitzvah then according to Rebbe. So Gemara answers, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Shechisa mitzvah v'yose mitzvah. And that's not me, you're missing a part of the mitzvah, but also v'yose mitzvah, also you did a mitzvah. So what does it mean to say you're missing though? Well, my chisa means mitzvah lo yoved mitzvah min amukhar. It just means you did not do like you hid a mitzvah. You did not do it the best way. The best way is you're supposed to put the lofet in first, and then put in the tchelis. On the way that the person put in first the tchelis into the begin, and then he put the love in, so avadi yimekayim the mitzvah, because lemaisa now you have both. You have love and then you have tchelis. Just chisa mitzvah means it's not a mitzvah min amukhar. You did not do it extra special the way you were supposed to. But you don't have the hiddur of making the tzitzis the way you were supposed to. So Mara says, this is a good answer. This is good that you're saying that the mitzvah of love does not stop us from being kind of mitzvah of tchelis. But the opposite way, tchelis, the ain't the makevas, that's a lovin, mahi. What does it mean to say that tchelis does not stop the mitzvah of lovin? Like, how could tchelis stop the mitzvah of lovin? Like, if you have the mitzvah of lovin already, means you put the strings of lovin in first, so how could the tchelis stop it? See, they say it's only a shal of which one you put in the first. There's only one way to do it wrong, but the other way is to do it right. So what's the double lashon of the Mishnah? Hatchelis is not makiv and the lovin is not makiv. What's the two ways? There's only one way to do it wrong. So the more answers, Amar Rami Bar Chomo Lenitzur Chelo Letalis Shukula Tchelis. The chiddush would be here is, let's say you have a beged that the whole thing is made out of tchelis. The beged itself is made out of blue wool. So in such a case, and at least according to Rami Bar Chomo, the mitzvah is to put in tchelis first. Because it said before, the pasuk says psil techelis, the pasuk says haknaf, and then it says psil techelis. But haknaf comes first, and half a minute is, at least according to Rami Bar Chomo, haknaf means the min of the beged. So in the case where the beged is made out of techelis, here the kedima should put in techelis in first. And here the case would be, let's say you put in lovin first, and then you put in techelis. So the Mishnah says the chiddush, also it's not makiv, that it's still like you have both. It's only chisra mitzvah min amukhom. The Gemara says, "Itmanam Yosef learned like this." Omar Levi l'Shmuel. Levi said to Shmuel, "Ayoch, righteous like Lashon of a Melech, a king. Loitaisav akarecho. Do not sit on your feet. Do not sit down like Ad Meforshus li lahamilsa until you explain me the Pshat Mishnah. Now, what does the Mishnah mean to say? Hatchelus einu makeves es alovin, vi alovin einu makeves es chelus. What does it mean to say? Mahi? Omar Leisi answered back, "And Echnami lenitzu chelul lesadim mitzitzis." The Chiddush is about putting in Sadin Mitzitzis. So the word Sadin here is Lavdavka. Sadin usually means flats, of Klayim. But Lavdavka means here Sadin Mitzitzis, the way you put your strings of Tzitzis into the Begin. That the din is the mitzvah lakdumin lovin bereisha. Really, after Potsik for Haknaf, you're supposed to put in lovin first. My time, what's the reason? Haknaf min knaf. That usually robes of God are made from white. So therefore, the mitzvah of lovin is supposed to put in first. So Mishnah means to say the actim tchelis lovin. Let's say by mistake you put in the blue wool first and then you put in the lovin. Leslan bo does not stop the mitzvah until you mekayim the mitzvah. So again, tainach, this is very good. Lovin deina makibas et tchelis. This is very good that you said that the mitzvah lovin does not stop you from being mekayim the mitzvah tchelis, even though you did something wrong with the lovin. But the opposite way, Tchelis, the Yeinu Makevus is a love in Mahi. What did you do wrong with Tchelis? How could you do something wrong with Tchelis to say that that should stop the mitzvah of Lovin? If you did the mitzvah's Lovin right, meaning you put the Lovin in first, how could the Tchelis stop it? It can't mean you don't have Tchelis altogether, because we're trying to answer now according to Rebbe Shita. So you have to have Tchelis there, so what could go wrong? So Moritz says, Omalei Rami Bachomo, Lo Nitzuch, you know what the Chiddush of the Mishnah is? Elo Latale Shekula Tchelis. Let's say the talis, the beggar itself, is made all from blue wool. In such a case, the mitzvah liaktu mitchelis pereisha. He holds that you're supposed to put in tchelis first. Tiyaknaf here means min knaf. That's what you're supposed to do first. But the yaktim love and pereisha, by mistake, you still put in love and first, less lumbot does not stop the mitzvah. Even though you did it the wrong kedima, the wrong seder, you put in here love and first, and in this type of a beggar, he holds you're supposed to put tchelis in first, still you're making the mitzvah. That's the Mishnah's both Lashonis, in both ways you mekayim the mitzvah. So this is the way Rabbi Bachom answers. On this, Omar Rav, Rabbi says back, no. Midi tzivi kagorim. Is it really totally, does it depend upon the color of the beged? Meaning to say that you're saying, since the beged is made from blue, so then the mitzvah tchelis comes first. Rav holds, no. It's not totally in the beged in the color right now. Rashi explains. Since Lamaisa rove the godim is made from white, so pshat when the Torah says ha-knaf, that make the tzitzis from the same type of the knaf, of the corner, or the beged, it does not mean from each beged separately, but it means from a clothes like a beged. Now since rove the godim are white, the pasuk means to say put white first, and that's pshat the pasuk. Then it says psil t'cheles. Mashma always t'cheles comes last, and lovin always comes first. Even though now it happens to be you have the beged kulot chelis, so what? It's not totally right there with the color of the beged right now. But about the pshat the Torah, when the Torah says haknaf, that the tzitzis have to be made from the same color, the same material of the knaf of the beged, Havada it means they have to roll for godim, which is white. So therefore, it was kaveya that Havada at all times mitzvahs love and has to be first, and then you have to put on chelis. So again, it's a question of the Mishnah. According to Rebbe, what's the double lashon? What do you mean both are not makiv? If you always have to put love in first, you can only make a mistake one way, by putting chelis in first. But you can't do it the opposite way. So what's the double lashon of the Mishnah again, that this and that is not makiv? So therefore the Gemara says, Ela Rav, Omar Rav, Rav says like this, Loi nitzu chaynot the chiddush, and the Mishnah is, Ela lagar dumim, that in case where the strings were like cut off, and you only have a little bit left, that lechetchila you have the right length of the tzitzis. Like we hold lamaisa, the tzitzis are supposed to be yudbeis gudlin, like each string when you start putting it in. After you fold it over, or even we hold even after you make the tzitzis, even after you twirl it around, we make the 7, 8, 11, 13, and then we make 5 knots, even after that, the length from the beginning until then is supposed to be at least yudbeis gudlin long. Some say it's 11 inches, some say 10 and a half inches. That's how long it's supposed to be, lechatchila. Now the question is later, let's say a string comes off. That's called gadumim. The what? The igdum tcheles, if part of the tcheles got cut off, will soon say the loch is how much? The koi lovin, and the strings of lovin are still there. Or else the opposite way. The igdum lovin, let's say the strings of lovin were cut off, the koi tcheles, and the strings of tcheles are still there. Less lanbo, then it's still kosher. So that's pshat on mission, even according to Rebbe. That avad lechatchila, when you make the tzitzis, you have to have both. Whatever the sheet is, let's say Rosh Hashanah, there is two strings of blue and two strings of lovin. And all of them have to be the right length. Just the loch was after you made your tzitzis later, if some of the strings that are hanging down after the gadil, after you twirl around, after the knots, the still, those strings that are coming down, if that gets cut off, still it's kosher. So Lashon HaGemara is that even if the lovin gets cut off, but since you have the tchelis, still it's kosher. This will be mashma Rabbeinu Tam Shita. Rabbeinu Tam Shita is that at all times, you always have to have one set complete. You always have to have at least two complete strings on both sides. Then the other two strings could be gadum, even though part of it is cut off, still is kosher. But at all times, you always have to have at least two complete strings. Now, it says like this. The Amri B'nei Reb Chiya. The Reb Chiya says this. Gadum et tchelis ksherim. By tzitzis, as long as the beginning you have the right length, then later it gets cut down, still it's kosher. The gadumi ezov ksherim, the loch of ezov is the high sops that you use for the Taras HaMetzorah. Also there's a shear, how long it has to be, but after you have that shear, later it gets broken down, still it's kosher, as long as you have something left over. Now the Gemara says, to kam mishir gadugan, how much do you have to have left over from the strings to say that it's still kosher? Omar bar hamduri, Omar Shmuel, kedei la'anvon. That means after the knots, we hold, it's also machlokes tosfos and tishitis, but we hold it means after you made the knots of your tzitzis on the psil, the strings that hang down, if at least there's enough left there, kedei la'anvon, to make a bow around how many strings got cut off. Let's say three or four strings got cut off. So you have to have enough left on each string to make a bow around them. Boil have a question like this. Does it have to be, like we just said, you have to be able to make the bow around all of them? It's enough just to be able to make a bow around that string itself, take it, which would be less of a shear. So the kids, so we're machmir to say that kedei la'anvon means there has to be enough left over that shear that's still left over, let's an inch or two, that you can make a bow, you can make a bow around the ones that were cut off. Now, boy, Rav Ashi has a shower like this. Alibi, let's say you have a thick string, it's made out of thick material, thick wool. The loyma'anvi, the way it is right now, you can't fold it over to make a bow. But we have ikhtini, if this length would have been a thinner type of a string, then ma'anvi, then you would really have enough. In other words, the length really is enough to make a bow. Just now the material is so thick you can't do it. My, what's the locha? Omalei said that Omalei Ravacha bread the rov. Rav Ashi kol shechein the mitka mitzvah sayu avad mitzvinka the mitzvah. You can tell the mitzvah about it's still kosher. That this is a shear, how long it has to be. So Lamai say even though it's thicker, so what? It only makes it more nicker the mitzvah. So as long as it's long enough, that if it would have been thin, you wouldn't be able to fold it over and make a bow over the other strings that came off. So even though now that it's a thicker one, avad it's a svara, still there's kosher. Now again, exactly what does geduma mean to say it's still kosher? That's a machlokes rishonim. The Rashi's shitas learn even if all the strings get cut off, as long as they're left over, kedei la'anvon, still it's kosher. But again, according to Rabbi Natan, shitas is with machmal at least like a tchila, that you always have to have at least two strings completely there. So therefore, it depends how you make your tzitzis. If when you first make your tzitzis, you makbid very much to always keep the four strings on one side and the other four strings on the other side, so at all times you always know that one side is each string, like is half on this side, half on that side. So the Kuntz Ben Atam, even if you have two strings coming off on one side, still will be kosher, because you still know you have two other complete strings still there, so that would be all right. So once three strings come off, that would not be good anymore. Now Lamai said, if you don't be careful how you make it since the beginning, then the problem will be that if two strings come off, you have to be afraid it's from the same string. And maybe the string is off completely, that's also a problem. Some shittas holds, there's no heta. Some shittas holds, gadumim is only if one side of the string is near the length, so the other half comes off. Lamai said, when only one string comes off, about it's kosher. But more than one string comes off, then already you have to ask a shayla to know exactly how it was made and to know if it's called gadumim or not. Now the Gemara says, Uman Tana the Polagalei Rebbe, like who's the Pasha the Tana of our Mishnah? The Taka argues on Rebbe and holds that Lovin is really not Makiv the Tchelis, and Tchelis not Lovin. So Hai Tana goes according to this Tana. The Tana you will learn, Rebbe Yitzchok Rebbe Mishum Rebbe Nosin, Shoma Mishum Rebbe Yeseg Lili, Shoma Mishum Rebbe Yechanan Benuri. Ein loy tchelis, if somebody does not have any tchelis, blue wool, like today we don't have tchelis, is matu lovin. Still you're supposed to put lovin, and we hold a rush sheet that means kol hadalan chutin. You have to have four chutin. There are some sheet that learn it's enough just to have two chutin. That's also the mitzvah lovin. But we're knowing like rush sheet that we do put on four strings, even though we only have lovin. Omar Rubber says like this now. Shema mina, I have a good proof. That sorach likshar al kol chuliv v'chuya. You have to make a knot after each twirling that we do, like we do. First we twirl it around seven times, we make two knots, then eight times we make two knots, then 11 we make two knots, then 13 times. Means to say, it's not enough just to make one knot at the end, you have to twirl them all up. Why? The sakadat, if you think to say, like sorach, you don't have to make so many knots, it's enough just to make one knot at the end. And so, that's what Rabbi Chiya said. that even though the string gets cut down, still it's kosher. Even though the ezek gets cut down, still it's kosher. So the question is, kiva the story lay iloi, since it gets cut down to where the top knot is, a story lay kulay. The Chur meaning to say that that top knot is going to open up, because since it got cut down to there at least two strings or so, it's going to start to get loose and open up. And if that opens up, then all the tzitzis will open up. It'll be possible. So if so, if you only have to make two knots at the end, then why is Gadumim kosher? Elamai, it must be, even though you made two knots at the end, the body have more than two knots. So therefore, even though the top knot would open up, by the time it comes down to the next knot, then you'll have enough left over, it would not open up. So here it's a proof to say you have to have a lot of knots on your tzitzis, like we do. We Elamai to make it 10 knots. We make it five different places. At the beginning, after the 7, after the 8, after the 11, and after the 13. And each one we make 2. So, the Gemara answers could be there's no proof. I'll tell you, Dilma the Ikter. Could be Lamaisal Alocha, maybe you don't have to make so many knots. It's enough just to make one knot at the end. But here that the Bnei Rav Chiya says, the Gadum of Miskosha, I'll tell you, they're talking about in such a case. They're talking about such a case where Lamaisa, you did make a few knots. So even though it may open up the top knot, but since still the bottom knots will still be there. Therefore, it will still be kosher. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape.